Connecting with your mates, family, co-workers and health services is so important for your health and well-being. Many of us have recently gone through extended periods working from home and connecting through Zoom, so it seems appropriate that this year's theme for Men's Health Week is Connecting for Men's Health. It's kicked off on Monday and we'll have events and activities throughout the week. The National Awareness Week is led by the Western Sydney University to raise awareness for the health and well-being of men and boys. We are joined now by Dr. Neil Hall from the Centre for Male Health at the Western Sydney University. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Marlene. It's great to be with you.
Thanks so much for joining us. So I'll start off by asking if you can tell us a bit about this year's theme. As I said, it's Connecting for Men's Health, which seems pretty fitting with the year that we've had. Can you tell us a bit about the theme?
Yeah, it's quite right. One of the things that we lost during the pandemic, and of course, some people around the country are still experiencing it, is that ability to connect in person with people. We did a lot of virtual connecting and working remotely and online. And I think there's something that happened that was to the detriment of people's health in doing that. And so we consulted with our partners around the country and sort of landed on what we thought was a pretty appropriate theme. The idea of connecting, cuts across a lot of levels as well. You mentioned in your introduction that importance of connecting with family and the family unit, however broadly you define it, is a basis for improving and sustaining health. Connecting with your mates is something men generally do okay, but it sort of went missing last year. Men often connect at the workplace or through sporting organisations and through the pub, a lot of those things were shut down. And so I guess it's reconnecting there that's really important.
And I read a really interesting fact, and as soon as I read it, I've been telling everyone. I heard that if you have a few close friends, that actually adds years to your life expectancy. Is that true?
Yeah, the research tells us, I wasn't part of the research, it was conducted in the UK but broadened out around the world, but quantifying it to having three good friends will add 7 years to your life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, this is particularly so for men. It's the same effect for women, I think, but generally, women have a longer life expectancy anyway.
Now, this week's Men's Health Week also happens to coincide with the launch of Western Sydney University's Centre for Male Health. So it's a big question, but I'm going to ask you, What kind of research are you looking into within this Centre for Male Health?
So the centre is an expansion of what we've done up to this point, and I guess formalising it across the whole of the university. And so there's a broad range of research activity going on. Some of it's related to physical education, physical activity, and health and wellbeing for men. Some of it is related to issues around mental, emotional and social health, and understanding what are the broader social factors that impact on the well-being of men and boys, and particularly that contribute to the prevention of poor mental health and prevention of a pathway towards suicide.
And we are almost out of time for the interview, but I do want to ask, for people listening, how can they get involved in the events happening around for Men's Health Week?
Look, if people went to the website, menshealthweek.org.au, they would be able to find out about some of the other activities that are happening around the country. Generally, Men's Health Week is based on local communities organizing local events. And each year up until last year, there are generally around 300 events nationwide that we know of, probably lots more that we don't know of. And so localized events are great. The other thing that you can do very simply is just pick up the phone and connect with a male in your life, whether that be a family member or a friend or someone that you haven't seen for a long time, and just check in and say, how are you going?
Such good advice, Neil. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marlene. Thanks for your time.